Thunder Bay. Another step has been taken in the ongoing effort to bring cardiovascular surgery to northwestern Ontario. The Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Centre announced on Wednesday that the cardiovascular surgery project is moving to Stage 3.1, which includes the preliminary design of the space and mechanical, electrical, fixture, furniture, and equipment requirements. This is really momentum. This is about real progress that is being made on the cardiovascular surgical project, said Rhonda Crocker Ellicott, the president and CEO of the Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center. It is amazing the government is so committed. The team is working so diligently between ourselves and University Health Network. Getting Stage 2 approval and moving to Stage 3 and to be able to submit that very shortly, it is what we need to be able to demonstrate the commitment of this government and movement within northwestern Ontario to see cardiovascular surgery come to fruition. The project was first announced in 2015 by the former Liberal provincial government. That government reaffirmed their commitment in 2017, at the time targeting 2020 for implementation. The Progressive Conservative provincial government committed $5.2 million in August 2021 to fund the planning and design phase of the project. It's a great program and much needed in our riding. It will save our residents from having to travel out of town for life-saving services, said Thunder Bay Atikokan MPP Kevin Holland. The benefits are obvious. Not having to travel out of town, being away from family and friends, having those services here can mean the difference between life and death for a lot of people, and you can't put a value on that. It will be such a benefit for the residents of our district. The hospital already received approval on the second stage, which included the description of the programs to be delivered and workload and staffing. Stage 3.1, which includes five steps and anticipated to be complete in November, will be done jointly with the Peter Munk Cardiac Center at University Health Network, which is partnering with the Thunder Bay Regional Health Sciences Center to bring cardiovascular surgery to the region. The project will see 14 cardiovascular surgical beds, 6 coronary care units, 1 operating room, and 1 hybrid operating room added to the hospital. The fourth stage of the project will include going out to tender for construction in 2024. Crocker Ellicott said the goal is to have the first cardiovascular surgery happen in late 2026. Crocker Ellicott added that the project has been pushed by a community who is committed to seeing this type of care available in the region. My own father had cardiac surgery in southern Ontario, she said. That is incredibly challenging for any family to go through. I'm sure all of us can relate to some experience like that, so bringing this care close to home is so incredibly important. It is really that pivotal piece we are missing here at the Health Sciences Center. The project has been the subject of an extensive community fundraising campaign, reaching a total surpassing $16 million earlier this year.